Hey guys, it's Larita here from the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. Just want to let you know we've got a bonus THL episode that comes out every Monday, and the Thursday episode will continue to remain free, but you can check out the extra one on a Monday, thlpod.com, and that is with Acast Plus. You can find out more all on thlpod.com, and we'll see you every Monday.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. Now, I'm talking to you on my own just for a moment before Hector and Larita come down into the shed. And the reason is this. Hector didn't tell us that he's doing an ad and he does it brilliantly. He's brilliant on it. He does it for Zip fire lighters. And we all love Zip. It's hard to beat the Zip fire lighters. But he said nothing about it, and I just heard it on the radio. So I'm going to try and crowbar a few references into lighting fires and stuff like that, and what's the best product to use, and all the type of jazz, and hope he rises to the bait. We'll see what happens. Now, Larita doesn't know either that I'm going to do this, or she may not even have heard the ad. But listen to this space; they're on their way down now. Well, hello, everybody. You're all,
hello.
You're all very welcome to the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. And this week, it's called Arse the Knoll.
Oh.
Like it?
I like that too.
Arse Knoll. Arse the Knoll.
Or Arse Knoll.
Arse Knoll. Arse the Knoll.
Arse Knoll,
no,
yeah.
Arse Knoll.
Arse Knoll.
Arse Knoll.
But when people are from the Knoll, they call it the Knoll.
Mm.
They don't say Knoll.
They're from
the Knoll. The Knoll.
Arse the Knoll.
That North County Dublin is an interesting part of the world because it's so bordering on Meath.
It's fucking chilly all day, isn't it?
It's going to start raining now in a minute.
I thought I was done lighting fires for the fucking year. And now
I had one on last night. Yeah, it was a fiery night last night. Wasn't it?
I bought a ton of birch there the other day. Well, no, I bought it before Christmas. A ton of birch.
Is that for planting or burning?
For burning. Silver. I don't know if it's silver birch, but it's birch. So Saturday night, I had my mother-in-law up me, Evelyn Griffin, from Ballyalla, Ennis, County Clare.
I don't know what you meant to
give her a full address.
Yeah, I don't know what you meant to say, but you said, I had my mother-in-law up me.
Jesus.
Up at you. Up with you.
I know
I had the mother-in-law up with me.
Up with me.
For the weekend.
And you lit the fire for
a mighty lady in her early 80s. And I lit the fire from Friday till Monday afternoon before she left.
It's hard to bait a good fire, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing nice. Saturday. And you know new houses now that are being built, you can't have fires in it.
Yeah.
It's deadly.
We had the fire
really
on.
We love fires. I just love... A fire is fucking...
We love you.
Do you love them,
fires?
I fucking fire. A fire is everything.
Oh yeah.
And I see my young lads lighting the fire now, and I lie back on the couch and I go, look at them, little fire starters. And I
say, I'm the fire starter.
I say, we like that fire, but one of them is better than the other. I love seeing
fires
them.
Fires and fucks. We love that bit of a draft.
Don't smother it.
I'd say you're good at lighting fires. You are. Yeah. You have a technique and everything.
I have a technique too.
Yeah, we all have a bit of technique when we're lighting fires, but it's great to see the young people bringing those traditions of fire lighting into the
real world.
Millennium.
Yeah,
so I just I can. You seem like a fireman to me. Not a fireman. Like
I dream of lighting fires. I'm always lighting fires, keeping people warm from camping. My dreams.
But people know you from that, from the fire. I think it's great.
How can you do those survival trips where you're out in the camp?
Oh, that's right
up my
alley.
And you can actually set a fire by rubbing sticks and stones together.
I've tried it over the years on a few shows where I've tried to do the sticks.
I'd have to bring the fire lighters with me.
I'd love to bring the two of you camping somewhere. And I would light a fire for you and keep you warm during the night. I would tend to the fire as you slept, which just your saddlebags, and you're just there, and your coffee. I keep you warm.
I don't know what I like that.
I use paper. My alpha taught me just to get the paper and you twist it into like a rope.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you light the end of it.
Yeah.
And there's no need for any of that product stuff. You just light the end of the fire thing, and it just fucking.
And is that how you'd light a fire at home now? Would you do?
If there was no fire lighters.
Yeah, I don't.
He has a man for that. He has a man that comes in.
John Conlon.
No, John, who was married to poor God.
Oh, he did.
Maura Bennie-Kyne's husband.
He comes in and sets the fire. That's nice of him, in fairness. Keeps the tradition alive.
Saturday night, we were there. The mother-in-law, the lads were in playing Xbox. The fire was on, and it was 6 o'clock already, and we had the news.
Did you like the fire? You did?
We did. And the fire was on. And we were all lying back, and it was quite tepid in the room, and it was getting hotter and hotter. I couldn't handle the heat, and my mother-in-law was loving it. About 7 o'clock, it was getting warmer again, and we were watching. But there's nothing on Saturday night. Nothing on anymore. Nothing on Saturday night.
No, we know that.
Nothing on anymore Saturday night. Nothing to look forward to.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
And
So then I
was flicking around going, what will I get for the mother-in-law to watch the telly? What will I get? And I was flicking around. So I put on Reeling in the Ears, and I turned up the volume, and then I said, I'm going for a bat. So I went for it.
Tell your mother-in-law you're going for a bat?
I didn't tell her. I told her after it.
What the fuck? You went for a bat at 7 o'clock on a Saturday evening?
Yes, because I didn't want to watch Reeling in the Ears.
What the fuck is going on?
I didn't want to watch Reeling in the Ears. So
it was either Reeling in the Ears or a bat.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I went for a bat.
Why would you not like... I mean, it's 7 o'clock. You're not ready to take your clothes
off. It's a great fucking
evening.
Time. Because as a child, as I've spoken about on this show,
but
Saturday night is bat night.
But you're an adult now.
It doesn't matter when you have a bat.
What did you do after the bath?
And did you? And you said,
"Well, I put every litre of hot water. It was like an aquarium. I was
a sauna.
I couldn't even see myself in the bath. I had so much water and Epsom salts and Radox mixed in together.
Oh, yeah.
So I lay in the bath and I watched a bit of the snooker, and then
the bath.
Yes.
Well, you're not overheating then. That's what happens.
No, what
to
I
me.
Do is I open the window and I sort of get a hot cold sort of a feeling.
Right.
Got out with the bath.
Strange.
And I was there going. Strange. So this was Saturday night. I was going. There's nothing on fucking telly now. There's nothing on telly on Saturday night. And then I went, fuck, Katie's fighting. Straight into Sky box office.
Oh yeah.
Still in the bath.
No, I'm back out now. And then I said to Nana, I said, Nana, we watch Katie Taylor now. Okay, she loves our sport.
Katie Taylor.
was she doing the curtain raiser to the main fight?
That's another
Daly,
fight.
Katie Taylor.
Is that kind of like the Katie Taylor one was pay-per-view? Is Katie Taylor?
She was on as the curtain raiser.
Is that like a Halton side fight? Katie Taylor.
Come down from the mountain, Katie Taylor. So Katie Taylor was fighting. So I said to Nana, do you want to watch a bit of the boxing, Nana? And I know Dipner loves her, but my wife likes her boxing. She loves Ricky the Hitman Hatton into the jabs into the ribs.
Nanny does.
My wife likes the boxing.
All right.
So we put on the boxing, and within 15 minutes of all of us lying back on the couch in the heat, we were all saying, Katie! So I was telling my Nana about Katie's combinations. The 1-2-3.
Yeah.
She loves the 2-2-2.
So how much was the fight? I was going to watch it, but then it was like...
I don't even worry about the price anymore. I just go...
Oh, look at fucking Freddie Flahuna here, yeah. he's raking it in now. I don't even give a fuck.
Hang on. I do like my pay-per-view sport. If I have to pay for it, I will not pay for fucking Anthony Joshua fighting or Ruiz or any of Andy Ruiz. I will pay for Katie Taylor any day of the week.
Okay.
Right? It was 1995 or something, or 1995. But anyway, to see my Nana, and I was on about the combinations there. Nana, watch this. She's the one with that pop, 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 really fast. We were all on the edge of our seat, and then my Nana was there. Everyone was like, go on, Katie, give it a combination now. 1-2-3 out there. See the 1-2-3, Nana. 1-2-3. And
she's phenomenal at that, isn't she?
It was fantastic on Saturday.
There's a detail, though, in the storytelling I just want to go back to. You said you told your Nana that you had a bath after the bath. I'm just putting a picture of that. Did you come back into the sitting room
with your pajamas on?
And say, I've had a bath. Did you like? Yeah. How did you tell her you'd had a bath?
Did you come back?
What
all
did you do?
Freshened up, like.
Did you put on what clothes? Did you put on after
pajamas,
the bath?
Pajamas, was it?
It's a lot of questions.
No, was there pajamas?
I can
like
only answer so many questions.
Okay, go on then. What question
do you want to know first?
What were you wearing when you came into?
I always slip into something more comfortable after the bath.
Right, like
how would that be?
I go up and put a pair of O'Neill's togs on and a t-shirt.
Character. See, you had the bath.
I go into my sports area. And I get
for your sports area. Really? What are you, secondary school?
What are you fucking sports direct like?
I have a sports area where all my togs are. And all
so
me,
how big is it?
It's a box.
It's a box.
A box. I thought you were going to say a room like fucking court.
Maybe I'd want maybe I'm embellishing it a little bit, but
it's a wooden box.
It's a box in the corner of the ensuite toilet.
Is it just an
Amazon
box?
It's a box in the corner of the ensuite toilet that has all my sporty bits in it.
It's the wash basket.
So then Daddy knows where the sports stuff is. My sports stuff.
Daddy. Yeah.
What's in it now? Shorts,
togs, socks. Jerseys from 20 years ago, football socks from a long time ago. So I come down, I come down and then I went, I had a lovely bath there.
And did you put the slippers on?
No slippers. I like telling people I have a bath. You have to tell somebody you have a bath. You have to. That's an Irish thing.
Now you're sitting there
but
in
you're
your
a
shorts.
Grown man.
But I'm a.
You're a grown man.
What do you want me to do? Get back up and put on a shirt and pants?
I wouldn't have a bath at 7 o'clock as a grown man.
I was having a bath when I was
child. Not unless someone was going
in
at you.
With you. The bath.
Saturday night is a beautiful time for a bath.
I just find that.
It's the cleanliness before the Sabbath. It's Saturday night in Navan as a child getting radio mulching. Saturday night is a lovely time
So you're in the O'Neill shorts. What if someone called to the door?
Yeah.
And you're what the fuck if anyone calls to the door? Who cares anymore? What happens?
And you're barefoot in a pair of shorts and, fucking,
Nana
and
not
a
think,
t-shirt.
Did
yes.
Nana not think you were a bit
I love the way my skin is all smelly and I was smelling of Radox and have the lovely
did you put moisturiser on?
No expense spare Radox.
Did you put moisturiser on and did you put powder on afterwards?
No, I just come down and I went, that was a lovely bath. And then Nana went,
what the fuck?
Nana went, did you have a bath? I said, a lovely bath, Nana. And then my wife went.
It's like the royal family. You're coming down from the bathroom. Nana, I just had a bath. What the fuck, Hector? I mean, if you sent up a small child and brought him down and said, he's after having a bath now, Nana. Look at him all clean and smelly for the whole day, for the week. Seriously, I can't
you're
get.
You're 52.
I can't get my head around this. You're grown up, like.
But hang on a second, Anita.
Nana,
you're under
mist. Nana, I'm after having a bath. And the poor woman's not even your Nana, like. She's your mother-in-law.
You're a great boy.
Well done, Hector. You're washed for the week now. Did you wash under your arms?
He's very clean.
Did you wash your bum?
No, you should celebrate having a bath and tell everyone from afar, I've just had a bath. It's a fucking massive thing in Irish. In Ireland, having a bath is a fantastic thing. Tell the world you've just had a bath. You did it as a child, do it as an adult. Never underestimate. Hang on a second, there are people in this world that can't have a bath.
He'd be putting it out on Twitter that he's in the fucking bath.
I ring a lot of the lads on WhatsApp and everything. We have good chats when I'm in the bath.
Have you a television in the bath?
I put the Sky on me, Sky Go on
your phone.
On the right hand side, just at the tap, and then I can lie back and watch whatever I fucking want on peace. Sometimes I stay in there for a good hour and 40, hour and 50.
And were you not shriveled up?
It does shrivel up quite a little bit.
No, your fingers and everything.
But then
that's what I meant.
The best bit is when you get in the beginning and it's really fucking warm. You go, oh, gee, fuck is you. Jesus Christ, fuck you. And then you. Oh, that's fucking beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's fucking lovely. Oh, that's
lovely.
Do you
wash your hair in the bath?
Yes, I do. I have a thing from the electric picnic, a yolk that I used to, a plastic cup that I got at the electric picnic, and it's in there, and I love washing it.
He uses a cup to wash his hair as well. Hector, what are you even saying to me?
I use the same bath.
I cannot cope with you coming down into
Tommy's
the
looking
room
now. He
with your shorts and your t-shirt on. And Nana, I'm after having a bath.
No, she said, did you have a bath? I said, yeah, I had a lovely bath, Nana. And then 5 minutes later, we're watching Katie Taylor.
Katie Daly.
I can't take any more.
That's
of this
it now.
Story.
But that was my Saturday. How was your Saturday
and
night?
And you had the dinner out and everything by 7 o'clock.
The dinner was done, but you were having a good run at the evening.
Would you find? Are you looking forward to the summer now? Like,
Yeah, I am, because
barbecues.
The
who's a barbecue fan?
Well, look, this is a massive thing for me.
Three times.
I don't have a barbecue in my house, but I really want one.
How do you light a barbecue? How do you?
I don't know, but gas?
Hector?
We have a gas one. The best one we've had.
Gas. You use gas?
Do you use charcoal?
No, we've gone away from that over the years.
You wouldn't use like a... do people use fire lighters for gas?
No. You turn it on with the switch.
Tommy...
do you have a barbecue? Jesus, Tommy, do you even know how to turn on a barbecue? Do you have a barbecue,
Tommy?
I think there is it a green egg thing?
Oh, you've got the green egg? Well, hello.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Actually, we don't have a green egg. Someone was trying to persuade us to buy a
green egg. The green egg's about a 750 euro.
So you use gas. You wouldn't use like a... do people use fire lighters
for... it's a very fancy...
a charcoal one, you mean?
Is it charcoal I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Yes, charcoal. Charcoal.
And you light it.
A fire lighter is just for fire then, for fires.
Yeah, you wouldn't use fire lighters to do steaks, Tommy.
Would you not?
No,
what do you mean?
You get a smell of fire lighters.
Have you never lit a fire barbecue?
A zippy steak you get then.
Oh, okay.
Petrol. Okay. Petrol steak.
Zip.
Of course.
Zip is good. I like zip.
Zip fire is good. I had the barbecue out 3 times or 4 times there 2 weeks ago. And the weather was good. Oh, we'd have a barbecue three or four days a week.
I do want to get a barbecue, but I was
zips
wondering...
are good, aren't they?
Zips are good. There are other makes available, but I find the zips are better. What about the fire logs? Who the fuck invented fire logs?
Oh, they're the best thing on planet Earth.
Some lad at Bordemona sitting there going, how do you think it is, Des?
It's a fire log. And you know, some duds, you can get them and sometimes they're a bit of a dud.
They're
so
fake
I
fire logs.
I have realised that if you fire
zip
a load...
Zip make the fire logs as well, don't they? Zip.
Yeah, if you fire a load of hand sanitizer on it and then light it, bang.
Hand sanitizer onto the fire log.
Yeah, just to get it lit up. I am excited for the summer, yes, because I'm excited to get back to life and get out and get socialising and get drinking and get...
Yeah.
If we got the weather, we'd have a barbecue 4 or 5 or 6 days in a row. I'd barbecue the whole summer.
Can me and Tommy go out on some evening, on Saturday evening, when you're going up for the barbecue?
I'll tell you what we'll have.
What time will the barbecue
be? I'll marinate my chicken in a smoky barbecue sauce for a couple of hours, and then I'll whack that on. I'll do asparagus on the side on the hot plate. I'll whack the burgers on as well. And I'll give you a nice brioche bun with it. We'll have a nice feta cheese salad with lovely balsamic. And then we'll have a lovely slug of beer or wine and wash it down.
And then Hector will go for a bath at 7. And we'll be sitting there in the front room watching.
When do you have a bath?
I don't have a bath. I don't have a bath in my house.
Stop, Tommy, baths.
For special occasions.
Yeah, they are nice now, a bath every now and then. I have to go to someone else's house.
Showers be regular
for a bath.
Enough now, be once or twice a month.
No, we're big families.
On a Saturday evening.
My youngest lad have about 5 baths a week.
I have to go to a neighbour's house if I want a bath because there's no baths in my house.
How are you, John? How are you, Marie?
Lorita wants to use the bath.
I brought my own salts with me.
Pop your head in the door. It's just me. I'm just having a bath.
I won't wash my hair. I'll just wash. I do have to go to someone else's.
Lorita calls to John's house for a bath and then John comes in halfway through. Don't mind me, Lorita. I just need to
go to the toilet.
Get my urethemol.
That coffee is fucking has loosened everything up. I'll just sit down here and do my business.
Oh, no toilet paper. Pop it. Where, whose house do you go to for a bath?
Just anyone who ever let me in. And if I was visiting someone now, I'd say, I just need to go upstairs and then I'd have a bath.
I was asked to do something. Sometimes you get asked to record something for somebody. Could you do this for that?
Yeah.
And all that kind of malarkey. So I was asked to do a thing for a secondary school Leaving Cert class.
Right.
Give a talk to them.
Okay.
Now, the irony of that is fucking massive. If you'd have told any of my teachers when I was in school that one day I'd be contacted in order to give, they would have fucking laughed at you. But I started to think, what would I say to them?
Yeah.
What would I say? Like, what would I say to a class of Leaving Certs? I'm not an academic person.
No.
Do you know? So,
if they weren't asking you for your academic skills. They were just asking you because you were famous.
But it's a strange choice, isn't it?
What do you say to them? Yeah. What?
Well, I went for a walk and I was thinking about it, and I was. This is what I'm going to say to them now. I was going to say, now you're all doing your Leaving Cert this year, and some of you are academic, and fair play to you. I hope you find a thrilling environment in which to stretch those fucking muscles for yourself. Some of you are not academic, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I want from ye in 10 years' time is not that you end up with a qualification I'm talking to you when you're 18. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing in 10 years' time is to be able to meet people and have what? What do you think?
The crack.
No, sort of. It's to have stories.
Yeah.
That if you reach 28 years of age and you've no fucking stories, it kind of means you haven't really made the right decisions. And sometimes the right decisions can be the most irresponsible thing. So mm. I'd be encouraging young fellas when they're 17 and 18 not to be responsible. To do the irresponsible thing.
Mm.
You know, so a fella might be 18 and be like, well, I'm going to study this and then I'm going to get a qualification and that and then I'm going to get a, I'll get a job and then I'll get a car and then please God, I'll get a mortgage. And that's what I ain't going to do.
Yes.
And you meet him then 10 years later and, well, I'm fairly, everything is fairly, I mean, I'm dead on the inside, but I'm sticking to the plan. That's not what you want, is it?
No, but there will be people that will be like
and
that.
Let them off. But yeah. People also need to be encouraged to do, especially when you're 18.
Well, we're never encouraged to do that, Tommy.
The irresponsible thing.
We're never encouraged.
I probably think the teachers will edit out that mess of your video.
Do you know what I mean? Do the irresponsible thing. So if you say, so for me, I remember once I had a decision to make between going to London and getting a job or going out to the fucking Aran Islands and living in a cottage with a fucking a mystery priest.
Mm.
One was responsible and one was irresponsible.
Yes.
And I did the irresponsible thing and I went to the island to live with the mystery priest. Yeah. And it was the best thing that I ever done.
Yeah.
Even though the responsible thing...
At the time
thing,
you didn't know it was the best thing
no,
you ever
at
done.
No, at the time I thought this is a fucking daft thing to be doing.
Yeah.
Right, I really should go and get a job, but fuck it, no. I'll transfer me dole to the Coronan post office and I'll see whatever fucking happens. And I just think that that's a good thing for fellas to hear. Do the irresponsible
thing. I think there's a need for a voice like that around 17, 18 year olds that you can do, you try your best, lads, and there's loads going to be loads of twists and crossroads and turning left and turning right. Nobody goes on that straight road. We have to use that type of analogy. Like, it's not going to be easy for somebody doing the leaving cert.
If you were given a talk, Larita, to young ones in leaving cert class, what would you say to them?
Well, like that, you see, the three of us might be coming from the same place in that we weren't academic. Well, I wasn't. Were you, Hector?
No, not particularly. Were
you weren't?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you said you weren't. So I wasn't academic in that, like, I went through school because I had to and I, you know, it was ticking boxes. So I would have been sort of trotting along in third place, kind of back on. I would never have won the race.
Yes.
So
how many were in the race?
Probably about 120.
Was Audrey up in the front of the class?
Audrey was ahead of me, but she wasn't up at the top either.
Saw a nice photo of her there during the week when you had the birthday.
Yeah, we had the birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Audrey was looking well for her birthday.
Was she? How old is she?
She's the same age as me now, but for 6 months of the year, we have
Krypton
the same.
Factor.
For the same.
What is it? Cryptic fucking.
For 6 months of the year, we're the same age.
Oh, for fuck's sake, is that Family Fortunes we're playing our catchphrase?
Yeah, well, there you go. So
she's in her 30s.
Yes, she is.
All right.
More to the late as opposed to the earlys. Let's just
embrace it. embrace it.
So
38?
I would. No, she's not 38. I would have to say I would be all about enjoying the ride and having the crack and, you know, don't take things too serious. And I always felt I had this attitude when I was in school. Sure, what's for you won't pass you by. Sure, if it comes to your door and you deal with it, great. And sure, it came to you for a reason and sure, that's great.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure necessarily that was a great way to live my life, but it was grand. Like, I don't know would I... I wonder if you were to go back now, right? Being the age you are now, mid-50s.
Easy, early 50s.
You on about?
Early
we
50s.
Are just lads, except, we're just at the gateway to 50. Will you,
lads,
you need to take that bit out of the podcast.
We're painting a picture for the tabloids. We're painting a picture for the tabloids when they have Tommy down as a mid-50.
Well, me and Hector now, we're in the new vaccination group, so we're very happy.
My favourite word, cohort. Christy cohort.
What would you say, like, if you were to go back now, revisit when you're 20, say? Would you have thought when you're 20 that you would be here, or would you have had greater aspirations in life in terms of having more structure?
That's the politicians. You were not answering his question. Yeah. We're on something else now.
No, it's still the same thing. Like, when you're going back to that age group.
20?
Yeah, or 18, 20. Would you have thought then that you'd be here now?
I think I would have been delighted and excited that I was able to make me living as a stand-up. I think I would have been just fucking... If you'd have told me then that would happen, that I could earn a living doing something that I found tremendously exciting and that an art form in whom I had heroes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would have looked up to people in stand-up before I came. And if someone said to me, you can be one of them and earn your money just getting up on stage and talking and feeling the thrill of people laughing at what you're saying, mm-hmm. I would have been delighted, yeah. I would have half believed it and half not believed it.
And do you think, like, when you were going to school, did you think you were kind of different than everyone else in the class? Like, did you think that you weren't going to go down the traditional route of life that everyone else would have gone down?
Yeah, but the problem is when you feel like that in school, you feel like a failure.
Yeah, but did you?
So because you have to see yourself mirrored somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're not interested in doing any schoolwork, you're not physically fit enough to compete with the big. We had fucking, I swear to fuck, Larita, I was a phenomenal athlete in primary school, but secondary school, these fucking monkey men from the fucking outlying parishes of Meath.
Slain.
Fuck you. Yeah, they were men when they were 12. 6'3", stinking of farm
17
and football.
Stone.
They were just, you couldn't compete.
You let that side of your life go. Then,
you couldn't compete with them. These boys were born for a different destiny. You know, they're like orcs from fucking Lord of the Rings, and you're there, Frodo with little gold ring. You couldn't compete with them.
Did anyone that you went to school with play football and win an All Ireland for Meath?
Yes, Colin Brady.
In your class?
Colin is class behind us.
He's in serious nick now. Have you seen him?
Oh, he's a fitness
fanatic.
No names.
But like the thing is, I have two teenage boys, 16 and 15, and what am I supposed to say to them about driving them to the books and study? And I find that I cannot really. You said something to me on the podcast months ago, Tommy, when you said, but I was allowed. I wasn't really pressurised when I failed in Trinity and when I went to live on the Aran Islands and when I went working for that Irish.
Freedom, you were given freedom.
I was given freedom and they never really questioned that.
Yes.
And that gave me that sense of adventure that I can do whatever I want and go wherever I want. Yeah.
I moved to Galway when I was fucking 19 years of age and I didn't talk to my parents till I was 37. That's freedom for you.
Well, how are you doing? Where are you?
I got a phone call from my father. He said, you must be nearly 40.
Where are you now? I'm in Galway. Oh, for fuck's sake, you're dead the last 18 years.
Yeah. How are you? Do you have any kids?
Do you have a job?
What do you do? Tom, I wouldn't recognise you if you walked in the front door of the house.
How long are you in Galway? I'm here about 19 years.
And then he says, how's the family? Oh, hang on a minute. I am your family.
So, how can I drive my young lads to the books? I
don't
know.
Then he said, and then until I was 51.
I don't know. I can't drive my young lads to the books. I want them to, they'll have to find their feet and they'll have to find that road. They'll have to find, like, it's like.
But your wife is academic.
Yeah, but that.
So would your wife drive them?
Well, yeah. She would have more practicality regarding the studying and focusing yourself.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
What does your father do? He has a bath every Saturday at 7 o'clock and comes out in the shorts and he has to fucking tell everybody.
What does he do for a living? I don't know. He goes off around the world for 3 months.
Off, yeah.
He goes off and then he does a podcast and he does other stuff.
What does he do for a living? He's not here anyway. That's what he does for a living.
But like, you could. There's no way you can.
But so your wife is an academic in the sense that she's a lecturer. She's a third level lecturer. So she is someone who thrives in an academic environment. So is she given one set of advice to the boys and you are there, come on up and have a bath.
Let's go out and use the gango.
She would be more practical regarding, come on boys, let's get a bit of study done and put a bit of shape on that and come on, yes, you're weak.
And you stand beside her and go nod your head.
I just go, right, listen lads, come on, put in a bit of effort.
Mama's after saying, come on.
Yeah, come on boys, put in a bit of effort and training's at 7 o'clock tonight, so we're leaving at 1:15.
And how are you in parent-teacher meetings?
I don't go to any of that stuff at all.
Me neither.
I stay fucking well away because I'd lose it. I'd lose the rag.
You would not.
I'd lose the rag.
Yeah.
Would you tell me?
I don't go to them. I do not fucking go because I have no interest in the teachers. As a fella said to me, teachers, they went to school for 14 years.
Yes.
Right? And what did they do when they fucking left?
Went back.
They're the type of fucking idiots you're dealing with. Do you know what I mean? They're like a fella who gets released from prison and he fucking walks out the door and then 3 seconds later, guess who's home?
Do you know the way in Ireland is? Oh, she'd make a great teacher. Oh, she'd make a great teacher.
Nobody ever said that to me.
But look, we're coming from an area. I remember my mother.
I'd be looking out windows at parent-teacher meetings.
Or who's... Who's got the bank? Who's got teaching? And what was the other one? The bank, the teaching and the priesthood. That was the one.
Or nursing. They nursing.
But like, nah. Look at, tell me your original point of what you're going to say to those leaving certs. What would you say to them? Go on, give us a couple of sentences.
I would say, don't get too stressed about it. Sure, you know, like you'll have to do your exams and sure, whatever, I don't know. I'd just say...
That's very inspiring.
Just enjoy it. What would you say? Like, there's always going to be kids that are there thinking that you're a complete jackass.
I'd say adventure. There's many, many roads out there with lots of signposts. Make sure you go left. Make sure you go right. Take the straight road. Take the back road. Take the high road. Take the third road. And I'll tell you one way, you'll always end up somewhere. Good luck, boys. Good night. God bless.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm thinking about a relationship with water. And...
Tommy thinks it's a bad one that you have.
This? No, but Tommy, we're coming
into the summer months.
Thinking about a relationship with water.
Let's open our mind up to where we are regarding water and how important the role of water plays in your life. And what experiences have you with water and water. And is it a part?
I feel like I'm at a fucking meditation seminar or something.
Seriously, let's close our eyes and think of and water.
Why don't you open your mind up to this?
If I
put a couple of letters at that back of my name and have a fucking a clinic and I go Hector Hook on BSCC
water
yoga
clinic.
Whatever blah blah, you'd come in here and pay €400 for this session. So now today we're going to talk about water.
Mindfulness.
Not talk about water. Water. You look out your window and I know you like water. Don't you? And tell me about the water in your life and a part it plays. What it means to you.
I suppose it has a massive part of my life because I wash myself with water. I drink water. I cook with water.
How are you in the rain?
I love it.
Do you?
I like being in the rain when you're prepared for the rain, like when you're in outdoor clothes and you're in like Wellingtons and oilskins and you're out and that. Or if you know when you used to play football and you were out in the rain. I love that side of it. I don't mind the rain.
Are you near a lake?
Yes, right beside Loch Conn.
Oh yes, where the swans went.
Well, they went to Loch Cullen, I think.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but it's same thing, basically. Yeah, so I like the lake.
So tell me about
this lock. We've got the river running through Knockmore as well.
What's the name of the river?
River Moy.
Oh, yeah, on its way to Ballina.
So we're surrounded by water. So I think that gives us a balance in our life.
What does it give you?
It just gives me stability, Hector. It gives me an appreciation for nature. I have the bog beside me as well.
Wow, water.
A lot of water there.
Bog water.
Yeah.
Isn't it water?
Holy water in Knock.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a powerful... And your body is made up of... 70% water.
I came in that Swinford Road to Ballina. I stopped near your place recently just to take in the water. Just as I was coming into Swinford.
Did you drink it?
No, I turned right onto a little bridge.
Onto the Moy, yeah.
It's like a bridge between two lakes. And it's a spectacular view just before, as you go down past Mount Falcon, on back towards Swinford. You stop there, and I stopped at a bridge for about half an hour, and I just took it all in.
That's the river, just.
Yeah, it's a river. Yeah.
Going into Swinford.
No, it's just to the right of it. You go up a sort of a hill. It's there. It's just outside it.
Probably.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Loch Conn.
Loch Conn, gorgeous, and the mountain.
Do you feel like you have to be beside water?
Well, I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, I would, because I was always around it, and we swam in Loch Conn as kids, and so I just always felt that it was part of me. So yeah, I would like to be close to it.
Incredible,
at all
isn't
times.
It? When you I wouldn't have been brought up near anything. Beddystown was the closest water we got.
So you had to go for it.
We had to drive 30 miles to get to the sea. What do you think of the sea, Tommy, and water? Right,
I would be very attached to Galway Bay, and before I die, I want my ashes scattered. On Galway Bay.
But do you go to the beach more?
I see it every day. I see,
but you see it. But
I see the ocean every fucking day.
Do you seek it out?
I don't have to. I see it.
Mm.
And I think that Galway Bay is my favourite place in the world. From anywhere. From here, from Inisir, from Clare, Kinvara, Galway City, Connemara. Galway Bay is... And I cry... The Tony Small has a song called Galway Bay. I cry when I hear people sing the Galway Shawl. Do you know? There's something about the bay that just... It's home to me. Galway Bay is home to me. The size of it, like.
Mm.
I can drive 20 miles out the road and still see Galway Bay.
Yeah.
I can head into the fucking town for a treble espresso, and on the way home, I'll fucking see Galway Bay. I can be out in the island. I can be fucking driving from Fionnuala to Listoon Varna. I'll see it. Do you know what I mean? And I love it. It's just something, it's the wide open size of it that excites me. It's like ties. It's like
strong, expansive ties.
Expansive ties.
They're everywhere.
No, I mean that if you think about it, that
and the Aran Islands are like the gusset.
The other way around, Galway City would be the gusset.
Would be the
and yes. Clare and Connemara would be
the
ties.
Legs.
The knees.
Yes,
the ties. The legs.
Serena Williams ties.
Oh, Serena.
The Burren on one side and the 12 pins on the other.
Oh, yeah.
So I love Galway Bay, and that's where, if I don't, have either of you got a will?
Not yet, but we need to do that, I suppose.
I've always been fucking, make your will. You haven't made your will. I haven't. Jesus, but if I die before I make me will,
we write it
will
down
you
now?
Make sure for
yeah.
me?
We'll spread it along the ties.
That my ashes are spread in Galway Bay.
What is the
And any time, and when I'm gone, and it's just the Hector and Larita podcast.
This must be off.
When I'm gone, and you want to think of me, and you want to know, how's Tommy doing? Just all you have to do is go down to the shore. Anywhere. From Inisheer to Fionnuala. From Listoon Varna to Kinvara, from Kinvara to Carna, to Galway City. Yeah. Well, just go down to the water.
Do you want to
just go down to the water and say,
off your clothes.
Well, Tom, how are you?
Would you like a bit of you cremated and then a bit of you buried? Because you seem to like
want the whole lot. Throw the whole lot in the water.
I suppose for an experiment, what I'd like to do is before I die, just get my arm chopped off,
right,
and cremate that,
right,
and scatter it.
Just one arm,
yeah, and just scatter
any
it.
Particular
interest. My left arm is fucking useless. The whole left hand side of my body, you know about
don't
me
think
leg.
You can get it chopped off.
No, but you know about me leg is withering, and my arm is haven't had the decent use of that for about 18 months, and I'm fucking deaf in my left ear as well.
Oh,
what the left hand side
you think
of my body
might be having
is
having an episode.
A very slow stroke. Like a very slow one. Like normally people have it, it's quite fucking quick. 10 yes. minutes. Mine is dragging on now for the guts of 3.5 years.
It's letting you know what's coming.
It's a slow stroke. That's how lazy I am. If I got a heart attack, it'd last about a week and a half.
It'd be reminding you it's about to happen.
The view from when you're out on the Aran Islands, and I remember when I lived out there, the view when you look back in at night time and the lights are glistening and shining in the distance of Connemara.
There's an amber buzz off Galway City. You can see
it's incredible.
It's like a coal.
And you love that.
So
what's your relationship with water, seeing as you asked us?
So to me, the black water and the Boyne, and I think the rivers of this country, I know the sea is powerful, but I think we've got some amazing rivers that run high and run wild and meander and take us through fucking great counties and brilliant parts of the countryside. And I think the rivers are underestimated in this country. I learned about them in geography. I just think water. I think water is a...
Would you like to have a...
I think water in Ireland is just water. Our water. Our water makes the greatest whiskey in the world. Our water gives us the greatest... That kettle
the
of
Japanese
water...
The Japanese do apparently fucking good
fuck
whiskey.
Fuck the Japanese.
They must have good
fuck
water
them.
Too.
Fuck the Japanese.
Oh. Easy now, Hector. No,
Jesus, have you been watching documentaries on the atomic bomb?
Yeah, Nagasaki. What? History Channel.
Discovery Channel.
I have no problem saying Japanese whiskey is not up with Irish whiskey.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful.
They must have nice water.
Beautiful.
Okay, no, but like, it gives us everything. That kettle of water that boils that cup of tea when we sit at that table, or that, is there anything better than a lovely cold glass of Irish water? We had a spring. We had our own well.
Oh, when we were kids, we had
had our own well, Tommy. And Loretta, again,
your own well.
Now that's proper. That's
how do you mean you're your own well?
Well. Because Tommy, when you built a house like in 1971 or 68, people
put out 1840. How did you get a well?
What do you mean? Wells are all over Ireland.
It's not fucking farming fucking Fred here. Now it's going back to
the great wells of Ireland.
Tommy, you sink a well when you're building a house.
How?
You get a lad out to drill for water. A diviner will come out with the rods and he'll say here, and you'll drill it like a farmer or any house dweller.
Drill with what?
A drill. A major drill will go down, sink the well.
A bigger than you. A major drill.
Is
sink it
with
down.
With a tractor, like. Not a handheld joke.
No, it's not something. We're not off the North Sea. We're not BP Petroleum here, Tommy. We're in the back of a house in Ireland in the 70s.
So it's a tractor with a kind of a base at the end of it.
Yes,
and behind it.
He'll drill down and they'll put a pump in and then you'll have your own well.
Hang on.
They don't do that now. Just clarify.
Did you have a bucket on a wall and you'd lower the bucket down and bring the water up?
No, not. It's not fucking
Little House
in
the
prairie.
Yeah.
So we'd have our own well, but the coldness of it.
Will you tell me about your? You said you'd your own well. You'd your own well growing up.
We had a well out the back of the house.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, we did. In Knockumber.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
We lived in the country.
How in the name of God would you know if I had a well or not?
Because you're always lying. You had a palm tree, you'd T.R. Dallas. She'd everything in the back of your fucking house.
Palm trees aren't fucking posh, Tommy.
T.R. Dallas didn't live
hang
in
on.
House.
Florida. Palm trees. Knockumber.
No.
Fucking. Grass.
Shush. Will you cop on? This is Ireland in the 70s.
So what did the well look like? After you got the palm tree in
Tommy,
the well.
Tommy, this isn't
it's a wonder you came into the town at all. You had everything fucking sorted for yourselves at the house.
Why does he? He swears it's the fucking, it's the Beverly Hillbillies here the way he's gone on. Will you shut up? We had was our own water.
The fucking clamping.
We lived in the countryside.
Tell me what the well looked like. How did you get the water?
The well looked like a hole in the ground with a lump of cement on top of it.
And would you lower a bucket into it?
No, that's not the 18th century. Hey, Pa, get some water there.
We used to do that. We used to use a bucket.
Yeah.
How else would you get it out?
So how did you get your water out?
We had a pump and a bloody thing to bring it into the house.
A pump.
Yeah. It brought water into the... It was our well.
Oh, so the water from the taps in the house.
Yes.
So you had no out... It wasn't like you went...
Oh, Jesus. He thought we were out going, hey...
I understand now. Yeah. I understand now. But you, Loretta, had a well with the bucket.
Is that my nana's? Oh, my nana's land. My uncle's. They had a well there, yeah. I haven't seen it for years
cold
now.
Glass
oh, it was
on
so
a
lovely.
Day.
And the water almost, like, it was so crystal clear.
And how did you heat the water, Hector?
But that's water.
You put it into the fucking kettle, Hector.
Not for a bath. How did you heat the water?
Describe that cup of water from your own well. We're talking about water. Tommy,
Hector said theirs came into the tap. So obviously they had a heat system in the house that heated the water. I mean, they didn't.
They'd have to have some sort of heat system to grow the fucking palm tree.
We had an immersion to heat the water. We had an immersion. An immersion.
The only house in Navan with a fucking palm tree in it.
Shut up, we're not the Beverly Hillbillies the way you're going on. You shut up.
And they had the front porch.
He lived out with the tennis
club. Fucking denim shorts.
I lived.
A fucking Jeep with no back on it.
He lived up with the tennis club. Go on. Loretta,
well,
talk to me about water.
We loved the well. It was awful novelty. And there was another well in Ireland somewhere.
Dirty old dead frogs in it.
No, there wasn't. Because it'd be covered with a stone and then there'd always be that watercress on it. You know,
yes.
That'd be grown on and
super.
You'd just cut.
Could you eat that?
Yeah, and you put it on a salad.
And every couple of miles then back in the countryside, you'd have the water pump. The pump.
Yeah, we didn't have a pump on ours. It wasn't commercial in any way.
Now. That's the one that you'd like to.
Oh, yeah.
You'd love that pump where you'd have to go outside and pump the water.
And then fellas could attach wheels to it and put on a train track and you'd fucking pump yourself to Claire Morris.
That's how the first steam engine started. So my
what the
actual fuck is he talking about?
So what are you like?
Firelight Hoss.
What are you I like? When you're talking about your love for the sea, Tommy, and Galway Bay, and you see the ocean, I want to know when you get into it and when you immerse yourself into it. And what's your relationship with feeling water on your body and getting into the sea? If you love the ocean so much, do you swim in it or do you just go down and say, it looks lovely?
But you don't, you know, you can love somebody or something without having to get into them.
Jesus Christ, Hector, why are you even asking him?
Do you know what I mean?
So no, I wouldn't, he's right. He doesn't want to touch it.
Like, what I would like to do is, I'd love to, when my leg gets better, hopefully it never will, but if it does.
You're not using your stick today, I notice.
What?
You're not using your stick today.
Oh, I will. I'll get it now when we have a little break. But I would love to jump off Black Rock.
No, that wouldn't be safe for you.
With the one
from
leg.
From the top of it.
You'd probably hit a stone.
And we get a photographer.
I'd love that. Because that's, rather than going in kind of inch by inch and hair by hair.
Inch by inch.
I'd just love to drop full, total, head to toe immersion in cold, life affirming, salty Galway water.
I don't think if you have a bad leg that would matter. Just fire yourself off.
But I wouldn't, see, I can't swim one legged.
But can you not move? Arm. Your leg moves, like.
But there's no power in it. It's an appendage. You know,
I think people's relationship with water is getting better. I was at a wedding in the Aran Islands last year on a Friday night. It was a full moon.
What do you
moon.
Mean? You think it's getting better?
I think we're experiencing water a lot more. More and more people are getting into water. On the Friday night of this wedding in Hotel Inishmore in Kilronan last year, all the ladies and the bride went off at 12 o'clock and had a midnight swim on the full moon in the middle of it. It was just a magnificent moment. 30, 40 of them all walked off down to the water, back up an hour later, and the dancing continued till 6 in the morning.
Oh, I couldn't do that because my hair would be ruined at the wedding. I wouldn't be able to get
it. The makeup running and the high heels gone and the fake tan gone.
Howling at the moon.
No. Can you imagine marrying a woman like
that? Did
they
come back naked?
Where is she going? She's going for a swim.
At midnight.
Did they come back naked, did they?
No, they went down and they got in naked.
They're not women at all, they're seals. What were the men doing
they
when the women...
They were white witches.
What were the men doing when the women were swimming in the nipples?
We stood at the bar.
Watching...
We stood at the bar.
Porn on your phone.
No, we stood at the bar and just had a copious amount of pints and pints and pints and pints and...
So a few weeks ago on the podcast, we talked about Dad, and a lot of people messaged me all over the country saying, oh my God, that such lovely memories about your stories about your father. And God, he reminded me of my mother keeping stuff in the fridge for weeks and eating the food
Dundee
off the table.
And the death notices.
The death notices. And the whole
I said at that conversation, your father's a great man. Sure, the door on the tractor, he'll never fall out of the tractor. Never. He's a great farmer.
And that podcast went out about 2 weeks ago on a Thursday. And that very day, I had to bring him to the doctor. And it turns out the poor man had a stroke. So I had buoyed him up. I talked about how great he was, about what age he was, and then I bring him to the hospital on Thursday morning, Friday morning. He's had a stroke. He's been in hospital since. I haven't seen him since that day. They took him off on the wheelchair. He was vanished, brought into Mayo General, and we haven't seen him since. Now, thankfully, his stroke didn't impede his speech. It did all his left side, like Tommy's there, quite similar to Tommy's.
But not as bad.
No, he can't move his arm at all or his leg. But he's been in the hospital and he's had, they found a clot.
I'm more in common with your dad now than I have with you, Larita. Yeah, the two of us are just destroyed.
You have to lift your hand around with your left, your right hand and move it. And we'll do physio with Tommy after a while. And and so
I'm like half a puppet.
You are. We get
Pinocchio.
A string.
Pinocchio.
Put an elastic band around
Captain
his arm
Scarlet.
And his leg. Maybe you could give him some tips, Tommy, on how you've adjusted to life with
tell us about how.
So he's able to speak and all, and we're talking to him every day, and then he's, oh, I'm in bad old form, and jeez, I can't eat the food in here, and the fuck's sake, jeez, he's bad. And then you ring the nurse and you're saying, listen, you know, he's not eating, and you know, I'm a bit worried. And she said, no, he is. He's eating everything there, you know, because she said, he's telling you he's a lot worse than he is, you know. Because we haven't
dose.
Seen him. So he's saying, I didn't eat me dinner. I couldn't eat. I couldn't face into that. And I can't.
In other
lift
words,
him.
Get me the fuck out of
get
here.
Get me out of here, yeah. So I was going to, you can't get in to see him, you see. So I was thinking of maybe dressing up like a doctor or a nurse and maybe trying to infiltrate the hospital to try and visit him. He's been fully vaccinated.
You'd make a great nurse. You could also dress up as a psychiatric patient.
Yeah, would they let me in? I don't know if they have a psychiatric unit in there, so it might be.
And you can't see him because of this COVID
thing. I can't see him because of COVID, and that's the frustrating part.
I think that's scandalous.
Isn't it?
I think that there are things more important than COVID. And
But you think when he's fully vaccinated and...
You're half vaccinated.
And if you see a child going into... you know, into the hospital, they have to go in with a parent. And obviously they do, of course. But you just think, God, when somebody is like... And like, for him, he's used to seeing us every day, seeing somebody every day. And like, it's just been wiped out. Like, as if he was put into prison for murder or somebody. And we haven't been able to see him since. And that's...
And he misses the farm and he misses the open air and he misses his normality.
And we'd good weather there and he was... Oh. Like really down about it. Like.
Would that, I'll just float this as an idea.
Yeah.
Would he be in danger if we rescued him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Could we take him out?
We could. We know a lad.
Now, don't forget he can't walk. So we'd have to.
No.
Well,
no.
I'm not great either, so the two of us would. We could.
And I'd be like, fucking.
What we could.
Be the worst three-legged race in the world.
That's it from our conversations from a hen house in the west of Ireland. Thank you for listening, wherever you are. Thank you for downloading and thanking ye all for lending us your ears.
Light a fire.
Light it in style.
There's only one firelighter out there for one summer and an Irish summer. And that's the number one firelighter in the country from 1952 to the present day. There's only one man for the job, one lady for the job, one firelighter. And the greatest firelighter ever invented.
This is longer than the ad.
is the three-letter firelighter. And don't forget your barbecues are really good this summer.
Charlene next door is doing a barbecue.
Him. Charlene's doing a barbecue now. Oh, you dirty fucker. He fucking was listening to it on local radio.
Who's Charlene?
You hear on Midwest Radio. Charlene is like the fair play to you, Charlene. You're lighting the barbecue with the brand new barbecue zip firelighter. Well done, Charlene. Lovely bit of stuff, Charlene is.
So that's all from us. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Hector. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And do not forget that we have a brand new exclusive members-only club over at thlpod.com. If you want to get an extra bonus episode into your inbox and into your headphones every Monday, check out all the details. Check the tier you want on thlpod.com.